Now, again, old-timers here may remember something in Southern California called the Secret Army Organization. Secret Army Organization was a right-wing vigilante group that was taken out or attempting to take out and at least intimidating left-wing political activists in the Los Angeles area. It turned out to be an FBI operation. Both the people that they'd retained to coordinate it and some of the SAO members themselves, and even one agent said that that was the fact. Same procedure 100 years later. You had the Legion of Justice in Chicago targeting primarily Puerto Ricanos, Young Lords Organization, Socialist Workers Party, and the remnants of the Black Panther Party there. FBI operation conceded in court. American Protective League provided the manpower for the Palmer raids and the Slacker raids before that, 500,000 strong. Right-wing organization issued temporary badges by the Bureau of Investigation to go out and do what it was that was done there. And ultimately, some of the things the American Protective League did were like lynch IWW organizer Frank Little in Idaho. Same kind of operation as was pioneered the Reno gang. Jesse James gang. Even more the case. Same set of circumstances, this time Clay County, Missouri. This is dragging on for a dozen years. Ultimately, that case is resolved by them paying a sum of money to a member of the gang by the name of Bob Ford and his little brother Charlie, who went in and blew the back of Jesse James' head off at point blank range. You got a flat out assassination. Now, this was not a directly political figure, but the technique is recognizable in the arms raid that was conducted on the apartment of Fred Hampton, chairman of the Black Panther Party in Chicago on the 4th of December, 1969, taking out Hampton by assassination, as well as Mark Clark, downstate defense captain of the Panthers. Same, 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 same.